and we call them Pharisees. There are a few groups around. The Sadducees and the Pharisees were popular people in the Bible. The Sadducees thought, the only thing God wants from me is for me on the Sabbath is to come and make my sacrifice. And if I do church right, if I come to church and sing the right songs and give enough money, then God will say, good job. Then I can go Monday and pretty much do what everybody else does. Those were the Sadducees in the Bible. As long as I worship God right on the Sabbath, the rest of the week doesn't matter. The Pharisees were the exact opposite. They were 613 laws, rules, and regulations that God laid out in the Old Testament. That's a lot. We talked about one time, like, even don't touch dead lizards. That was a really funny one because they have, what's that bacteria they carry on them, like dead animals? Salmonella. Thank you. You guys remember. Okay. So they carry salmonella. So all these rules total up to 613. What the Pharisees did was they tried to help a brother out. They think, we're going to take these 613 laws and we're going to expound on them for you because we think we understand what God was really trying to say. So out of these 613 laws, which is a lot, they wrote piles and piles of books. Well, what God meant was, down to the point where, you know, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy? Well, what God meant was, you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. And since you can't work on the Sabbath, you shouldn't cause your body to work. We don't want your body to work on the Sabbath because that's not honoring the Sabbath. And we figure that that point where it becomes work is right about a half a mile. So all you're allowed to walk on the Sabbath is about a half a mile. You can't walk any further because if you walk further than a half a mile, you're working and that's dishonoring the Sabbath. Those are the Pharisees. They took what God gave and blew it up and made a whole bunch of stuff. Jesus was talking to them. These people have all these rules and regulations and they know how to be godly. He said, if I would have come and delivered this message to Sodom and Gomorrah, these ungodly towns, they would have repented. But you, godly people, are sitting there telling me that I'm the son of Satan. And I don't know what I'm talking about. Which I think is interesting because, you know, after I've studied the Bible and read through it, I realized that I believe Jesus. So what we wanted to do is take a look at this section. After he tells them that they're all heathens, he turns and talks to the people that want help. So they have a whole bunch of laws and rules for you, and here's the way it is. This is a yoke. Yeah, that's a yoke. So this thing that goes around the cow's necks. It keeps them together. You actually use them so they'll work in the same line. They'll stay together. And then you hook the harness up to them and they can pull. And when we read this text, we think, you know, God's yoke is easy. So we think he's not going to work as hard. If we come and serve Jesus, he's not going to work as hard. Which is not what the Pharisees taught. They taught that if you want to be a real man of God or a real woman of God, then you have to study every law and every commentary. I'm not exaggerating. They had so many things you had to do to be a real man of God that it was burdensome for the normal person. I mean, you couldn't walk down the street without breaking a law of the Pharisees. The Pharisees called the law of God the yoke of the Hebrews. The yoke of Israel was the Torah. So the Pharisees taught that God's law was this tool that he put around us to keep us all in line, and it was burdensome. You have the Israelites carried a heavy burden in keeping the Torah. So the Pharisees are saying God's law, God's yoke. I have a picture. That's a heavy burden. Those are some donkeys carrying hay. So I'm going to put this yoke around you, carrying this heavy burden. When the Pharisees thought of God's law, this is what they envisioned, something like this. And the normal person would look at this and say, if I do all that, I'm going to... Oh, puke. Don't puke, sorry. Laura is getting me away from a different word that I... Dallas, can you go back one slide? getting me away from a different word. Now you know the whole thing. There it is. Just push the back arrow key. Okay. So this burden, this yoke of God was viewed like this for many of the Israelites. That's a donkey who's been carrying this yoke, and he's worked so much he's worn a sore spot on his neck. Those will get infected. Nobody wants that. It's a bad sore. And this is what the Israelites thought of God's law. It's so heavy and so burdensome that it'll break our bodies down if we tried to follow everything. And I will admit that there are a few strains. We have some Pharisees and Sadducees today. And I won't name churches or people, but I can tell you that it's very popular to be both. I mean, either one or the other. It's very popular to say, there's a book that came out in 2011. The guy, I thought he was really intelligent. Then he comes out with this book that says, you know, really, this would be the Sadducee perspective, really God's love is so powerful that it doesn't matter what you do or what you say, when judgment day comes, his love is going to win. And he's just going to say, everybody, even if you respected me or you said, forget God, I don't need him, God will say, I love you so much, I'm going to overlook all of that. Come on in. There are preachers that teach that right now. We also have our Pharisee teachers and preachers who say, if you want to be a Christian, if you want to love God, maybe you've decided to come down here and pray, and unfortunately I've witnessed this in my life. People come down, they're praying, God, please forgive me of my sins, and as soon as they say amen, the person next to them says, now you know, you've got to stop doing this, and you need to do this, and you've got to change this. And we bust out our list of Pharisaical laws that in order to be a follower of God, you've got to do all this. So we still have these two extremes today. People say it doesn't matter, and other people say, well, you've got your work cut out for you. Good luck. Hope you make it. Let me know if you get there. We have both of those. And Jesus has a response to those people. He says, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I'm gentle, and I'm humble. Now, this just infuriated the Pharisees, because what Jesus was saying is, if you will come and listen to me, the laws that I put upon you, or that I say you need to follow, they're not hard. And these weights that you've been carrying around forever thinking you're not good enough, he's like, I'll take all that from you. You don't have to carry a heavy burden, which makes people furious when you tell them that God isn't complicated and you can do it. If I've made my life, my living, telling other people, you've got to be as good as me to be a Christian, and they keep coming back so I can keep telling them more things they've got to do to be a good Christian, and then some new guy comes along and says, it's not that difficult. You've just taken my job from me. Now what am I going to do? And that's what Jesus does. Makes him mad. But he was saying, the things that I have for you aren't going to break your body down. They're not going to be hard to carry. Matthew 23:1-4, I'm going to read this to you real fast. You don't have to turn to it. But he's talking to the Pharisees, 1-4. He spoke to the multitudes, not the Pharisees. Talking about the Pharisees. He says, those scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, meaning they stand there pretending like they're Moses. Whatever they tell you to observe, if it's from the law of God, observe it. But don't do it the way they do it. For they say, but do not do. They have heavy burdens that are hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one finger. Meaning they like to dish out the rules, but they don't do a thing themselves. And what Jesus was telling him is, you know, God does have laws we need to follow, but don't look at them, because they're not doing it either. Jesus says, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Great, Ben, what's that have to do with us today? Well, I don't have to be overwhelmed when I think, here's where I am. I know I'm not where God wants me to be. I want to be where he wants me to be, but that's such a big distance, I can never get there. I'm not strong enough to do it, so I might as well not even try. Jesus broke it down, and you already saw the slide. Jesus broke God's entire law down into two things. He said, if you will love God and love your neighbor, you have kept the entire law. Everything God requires of us is summed up in these two. Love God and love your neighbor. So I don't have to sit here and think, well, I did this, and I'm going to have to ask God to forgive me of this, and then I've got to stop doing this, and I really screwed up, and I can't do it. It's not that hard. And that's why I love Jesus so much. He's like, hello, there's a simpler way. How can I get to heaven? How can I be in a right relationship with God? Matthew chapter 18. Oh, this is another thing he threw. Jesus told everyone around him, he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. And the Pharisees got mad again. Because the Pharisees had a saying, where two or three gather to study the Torah, there God's presence will reside. So the Pharisees said, if you come together to study the law of God, God himself will send his presence down among you. And then this new guy steps in and says, where two or three gather to study who I am, I will send my presence among them. This made the Pharisees mad because he's claiming to be God. But what Jesus was saying is, you know, you've had this big fat law that you've been trying to do and study, and you feel overwhelmed. Let's put it this way. If you will come and look at me, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And if you just say, hey, I want to learn how to be like Jesus, he says, I'm going to be right there with you. And that's the good news, is if I had to do it by myself, I will borrow a phrase and say I'd be a hot mess if I had to do this by myself. But I am living proof that when somebody finally says, you know what, God, I can't keep all the laws. I like bacon. I can't keep all the laws. But I can look at how Jesus lived. You know, we have some pretty good examples. What did he do? Jesus said, follow me. If you believe in me and the one that sent me, you're gold. I can look at Jesus, and he walked around. When he saw people who were disconnected, disillusioned, we have a whole bunch of disses. When he found people that were dissed, he said, hey, let me spend some time with you. When he found people who were hungry, like literally hungry, he said, let me feed you. Which, just FYI, our food pantry is at work. We're feeding people. When people were confused by the Pharisees' law of, you know, throw this big burden on their back, Jesus came in and said, let me make it simple for you. Give to the poor. Come follow me. There it is. So as somebody who is thinking and trying to figure out, how do I even start? Or here's where I am and I know where I shouldn't be. I don't want us to think that there's this big mountain we have to climb. God does require us to continually learn. My life verse is Philippians chapter 3. Paul talks about, you know, God has done all this for me. So the one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to strain toward who God wants me to be. I'm going to give every ounce of energy into becoming like Jesus. But that doesn't mean that I have to do it all at once, or God's going to look at me and say, you're a failure. It just means I am going to continue to make the effort to be like Jesus. But I don't have to feel like I can't carry it or it's overwhelming. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. The laws he has are easy, and he's not going to try to smash us. And that's what I want us to remember today. For some people, this is like, yeah, I've heard that before. But when we find the connection that Jesus is saying, my yoke, and he's saying the law of God is easy. Love God, love your neighbor. And from there on, it's just a daily, one day at a time, what did Jesus do? How can I do that? It's not difficult. So as a church, I want us to know that when I'm looking at my life, don't get overwhelmed. What can I do today? When I'm talking with other people And they're all around us. I call them disenfranchised. They feel like they're never good enough. They can't make it. They're not even just to walk in the doors. I can tell them, you know what Jesus said? I know what your church may have taught you, but what Jesus said was, my burden, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's how we can tell people the good news about who he is. Beth, can I bug you for just a second? I'm just going to stay here for just a second. And I don't manipulate people or try to cause something to happen. But if somebody is at the point in their life where they're thinking, you know what? I don't have to be afraid of God, and I don't have to feel like I've got to do it all at once. There's a possibility you might say, you know what? I just want to start today. And all that involves is saying, God, forgive me. I want to make an effort. And if that's you, I like to do things publicly because I'm not ashamed or embarrassed. But if that's you today, you're welcome to come and pray. And we're going to spend here for just a minute. If you're able, would you just... let's pray with us. Thank you, God, for giving us courage and giving us the strength to make the right decision. And I would ask that you would be with the people that are praying here at front and even those of us that are in our seats and still talking to you. Thank you for giving us the desire to serve you. And I ask that you would continue to answer our prayers when we say, God, help us. You've said you'd give us direction. We thank you for the people you surround us with that love us. Today may be a matter of what do I need to do to be more like Jesus. It may be a matter of God forgive me because I know I wasn't doing it right and I need your help. But either way, you've said that you will forgive us and we are no longer guilty. And no matter what Satan tells us or the fact that our memory still works, we can still believe you and trust you that we are no longer guilty. Today we ask for your forgiveness and your mercy, and we're thankful that you are able to forgive us.